The one seeds are alive and hosting. Should be a dandy from Arrowhead to start Championship Sunday. Our guest, a returning champ, co-host of Believe in Chiefs podcast, part of the Believe Network. He's also a contributing writer for Forbes. Learn about it. Check out the work. His Twitter handle is at Jay Fedotin, F-E-D-O-T-I-N. Jeff is back. Jeff, great having you. How's life treating you these days?
Dude, life is treating me well, and that was quite an intro, Steve. Thank you. Glad to be back with you.
You know, before we get rolling, I was on the Forbes site reading some of your work, and to the right it says about. And I learned you interned for the Buffalo Bills. And folks, listen to this. Part of your responsibility, it said, was bed check during training camp. Jeff, I'm going to need for you to elaborate on that and how it worked.
That was absolutely true. And fortunately, I was paired with a coach so that I didn't have to do this by myself. But it was, it was a pretty scary prospect going into, you know, the rooms of 300-pounders. And the hipsy of if they were in the room. There were some funny moments. One time, a player came running out in the middle of the night and said, "Oh, I'm ready, coach. I'm ready." And started doing push-ups in the hallway. It was an interesting part of my life, for sure.
That's awesome. Gotta love it. So, I think it's fair to say if you asked 1,000 fans their thoughts on the Chief, most would start with, or all 1,000 would probably start with the offense and Mahomes. And I want to talk about the defense. 5 conference title games in a row doesn't happen by accident. You wrote about Nick Bolton, who went to Missouri. How unsung, just how great of a season did this guy just have?
Yeah, really unsung. And I think that's part of the reason that the defense is worth talking about, is they've gotten a lot younger, a lot more athletic. And Bolton, in just his second year, he set the franchise record for tackles. So that gives you an indication of how good he is and how much promise he has for such a young player. This was a team that linebacker, through their 5 straight AFC championship game appearances, the linebacker position was kind of a weakness, and they weren't very good against the run. But that's changed. They have Bolton and Willie Gay there, two young athletic guys. Gay's a little bit more athletic, but Bolton is very smart, very instinctive, a big hitter, and that's gone from a weakness to a strength there, that linebacking core.
You know, front and center, obviously, will be trying to limit the damage Burrow does, throwing to his dynamite targets, you know, chasing those guys. You look at the KC secondary, both corners were starters a year ago, and we here in Pac-12 land very familiar with Trent McDuffie, stud safety at Washington. They signed Reed from Houston. So I know they're not really a ball-hawking unit, but Jeff, what is the strength? What do you like about the secondary?
You know, I do think the secondary, I would say the strength is L'Jarius Sneed. He's definitely the best player they have there. He's also a really good blitzer. You know, they might try and surprise Burrow by sending him. And for a while, he was just kind of their nickel guy, their slot cornerback, if you will. Now they've kind of moved him around, so he's sometimes shadows the best receiver. It'll be interesting to see where they put him. Now, the other players, this isn't like, it's really impressive how good the cornerbacks have done, considering they're so young. They have a bunch of rookies back there. Three rookies who get a lot of time. You mentioned McDuffie, but also Joshua Williams and Jalen Watson. Now, I think like the future is really bright in that secondary, and Watson and Williams, the potential is really there. But that is an area where they could get exploited. That's probably one of the weaknesses for the Chiefs defense. Now, again, it's impressive that such a young crew, 3 rookies, are doing this well at that age. But right now, in the moment, that is a matchup to watch.
Talking Chiefs and Bengals, Jeff Fedotin, Believe in Chiefs podcast. He does it with the former O-lineman, Joe Valerio. So I saw this betting line has danced all around. I think once folks saw that Mahomes looked good, you know, I think it may have pushed a few people. But in hearing from the coaches and players and all this praise being heaped upon the Bengals, Chiefs maybe feel like they're getting a little bit dissed as, you know, they're the team that's been there and they're the one seed.
It's, the betting line has been really interesting. I can't remember a time where it has shifted this much from it. It went from the Chiefs to an early slim favorite to the Bengals being favored to a pickup. The Chiefs look like they're back favored. Of course, I'm not paying attention to this. I have too much integrity, Steve, to bet on a team I'm covering. But anyhow, to answer your question, there's a lot of motivation on both sides. I think the Chiefs, just the fact that they've lost three straight, the Bengals, the Bengals have been mouthing off a little bit, calling it Burrowhead, and the Chiefs are saying they're not going to go there. Willie Gay, though, today said that there was nothing to fear about the Bengals offense. So I think there's a lot of motivation. I think, yeah, the Chiefs probably feel a little bit slighted. I think the Bengals feel a little bit slighted. They still have a chip on their shoulder for having to go on the road to Buffalo for last weekend's game, even though the AFC championship game between the Bills and Chiefs potentially would have been played in a neutral site. So I think there's a motivation on both sides as far as that goes.
So heading into the divisional game at Buffalo, a lot was made about Cincinnati's beat-up line, three-second stringers, and they did well. They ran. They protected Burrow. The Bills did not have Von Miller. Nobody crashes the pocket in the AFC like Kansas City. I think only the Eagles had more sacks, and they had 70. So, Jeff, how focused are you in that area, which obviously, if you could put pressure on Burrow, could make a big difference?
Steve, great point. I think that is the matchup to watch, is to see if the Chiefs' pass rush, particularly that defense line, could get to Burrow. You mentioned the Bengals' offensive line wasn't great to begin with, and now down three starters, most likely. So that, and Chris Jones, he's a phenomenal player, best player on the defense, probably the best interior defensive lineman in the league this year, considering that Aaron Donald was hurt and missed several games. Jones had 15 and a half sacks, led the team, but he doesn't have a postseason sack. And he, last year in the AFC Championship game, on some very key plays down the stretch, Joe Burrow eluded him when he literally had him in his grasp. He said that has motivated him all season. So that's really something to watch. I think if the Chiefs can get good pressure on Burrow, the Chiefs win. If the Bengals line holds up like they did against the Bills, like they did in last year's AFC Championship game, I think the Bengals come out on top.
We continue. Jeff Fedotin, co-host, Believe in Chiefs podcast. In your talk with Joe this week, I thought you brought up something critical. Some teams kind of ease into a game since he likes to hit the field rolling, and that includes when they met in the jungle in that knockdown, drag-out battle in December. How important, how focused are you think Kansas City will be to get out of the gate better?
That's a huge key to this game. Just as we mentioned, that how the Bengals' offensive line holds up is the key. The other one is the fast starts of the Bengals. The Bengals got off to a 14-3 start against the Chiefs in their previous matchup this year. And then if you look at the two previous playoff games, they were up last weekend. They got up 14-0 against the Bills, and they were up to an early lead against the Ravens. I think it was 10-0 in that game before the Ravens made a comeback. So, yeah, the Chiefs have to manage that opening assault, if you will, from the Bengals. That's a key. You know, the Chiefs are pretty good. I expect the Chiefs to have a good opening drive too. I think that goes back to coaching and game planning and play calling by Andy Reid. So yeah, watching who comes out first and what defense is able to weather that, I think will be very important in this game.
You know, I mentioned the Cincy O-line. The chief big fellas up front might be a little overlooked. Joe Tooney, I went game by game. He missed two games. Trey Smith, the other, one game. Otherwise, both tackles, their stud center, the young guy, Creed Humphrey, they've played like every snap. You know, Andy Heck, a lot of older folks might remember as a player. You see them game in, game out. How you liking that offensive line this year?
It's a good unit. It's great on the interior and really good run blocking. If the weakness is it's not quite as good pass blocking, especially on the edge. Andrew Wiley and Orlando Brown, who is in a contract year, he was the guy who was kind of beat on that play that everyone's talking about where Mahomes hurt his ankle, and he made a Pro Bowl, but that's often on reputation. He's not bad, but he's not, for a guy who's trying to become the highest paid offensive line in football, he's certainly not to that level. He's a very good as a run blocker. As a pass blocker, he can be beaten. So again, but it is a very good offensive line, and that I'm interested to see if the Chiefs run a little bit more with Mahomes likely limited. And again, that is their forte, that run blocking.
Hey, I'd like to be the highest paid show host. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Well, I mean, I feel that after this little segment, it's only going to help your cause.
The last thing I want to get to is, you mentioned the Bengals have won three in a row, all by a field goal, all in the last 12 and a half months. We know about Burrow's confidence level. A lot is contingent on the true health of Mahomes. It's going to be cold, but not miserable. So when Jeff looks deep within, what do you think it's going to take? How are you liking KC's shot to, in essence, take the trophy that's named for their founder?
So is this the prediction part? Is this where I have to put
a gut feeling. How do you think that Kansas City walks away getting revenge and back to Super Sunday?
You know, I'm hedging here, which is, I know, not exactly what you want. I think so much of it depends on Mahomes' ankle. I think there's a really slim margin separating these teams. So if Mahomes is limited, I'm going with the Bengals. If he looks like his old self, I'm going with the Chiefs. I know that's not the answer you're looking for. I'm going to go Bengals by the slightest of margins. I just think Mahomes is so dangerous in his ability to elude the pass rush and move around. I think that's going to be a little bit limited. I think he's still going to play, but I think that is enough to give the Bengals the slightest of edge. Slightest of edges in this contest.
By the way, I don't see anything but a hedge in both games, to tell you the truth. I've looked at him a million ways, and I'm like, I have a feeling this comes down to 2 minutes, who's got the ball, who makes a play. I think we're stoked for two down-to-the-wire games on Sunday. But
absolutely.
All right, folks, he's Jeff Fedotin, kind enough to join us to talk about this great matchup. He's the co-host, Believe in Chiefs, part of our friends at the Believe Network. Follow his work, really good stuff, on Twitter, at JFedotin, F-E-D-O-T-I-N. Jeff, great insight, great info. Enjoy the game, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure. And, always happy to talk about my internet days with the Bills. And I'll have some more bet check stories for you next time.
So. You got it, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Take it easy, Jeff.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. There you go.